The Good Neighbor Network. FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro. FM 100.5 Smyrna. And online at WGNSradio.com. This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Bart Walker.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome in. And if you'd like to join us in conversation, easiest thing is probably to text your question to us. But if you want to talk, that's fine, too. Our phone number, 615-893-1450. Two friends from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office visiting with us today. We're going to be talking with Sergeant Dustin Cox. Dustin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Good to have you here. Sergeant John Acton is also with us. John, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Doing great. And as we look around, you're both school resource officers. That is, I would imagine, a challenging job these days. Youngsters are, we hear so much about youngsters and social media and things of that sort. What is your biggest challenge as an SRO officer?
I don't know if it's a challenge. It's more of a, if this job is for you. We do this job for the kids. Every SRO loves being around children and loves being that mentor and building that rapport with that child and seeing them succeed. Watching these children make mistakes, fall on their face, and watching them get up and you know, keep pushing through and realizing that when you make a mistake, that's not going to dictate what you're going to do when you get older. So I think if it's any challenge, it's dealing with some of these, the society we live in now, dealing with the phone issues, dealing with, they always have to have their phone in their hand, and they can't live without it. And the social media, I think that's the biggest challenge we have now, is social media.
It's changed our society.
Absolutely.
Yes. And it seems like once you have it figured out, the social media changes. So you have to make the adjustments, and it's hard, it's difficult, and it can be quite frustrating as well sometimes.
So now that we've exposed our kids to social media, I don't guess there's any way to take it back.
It's here. It ain't going nowhere. But, you know, I'm not a social media person, but as an SRO, you have to embrace it, because I don't believe the kids have changed all that much other than the way they communicate. They still have the same issues we had in high school, you know, the boyfriend-girlfriend problems, school problems, you know, grades. But the way they communicate is mostly on social media now. So, you know, they may have 400 followers, and they can text one thing out, and everybody gets it. So
instant communications.
Right, it's mass communications among their group.
Wow. Now, one thing that is really exciting about the work that the SRO officers do, and that is creating events where youngsters can really feel special, can do good things, they feel good about themselves. And there's one of those coming up soon, a cornhole tournament. Cornhole is really popular these days.
It is.
Tell us about that, and tell us what the tournament benefits.
Sure. So this will be our third year doing a cornhole tournament. We had an SRO step up and meet with me about trying to find ways to raise money for the high school, mostly the high school, but some middle school students who are not less fortunate of getting school clothes, getting new shoes, getting a new outfit, fitting in when they show up to high school in August. So this cornhole tournament that's going to be held on April 13th, so it'll be Saturday, April 13th, at Stars and Strikes in Smyrna from 2 to 5. All funds raised at that cornhole tournament will be dedicated to taking high school kids shopping, back to school shopping, at Kohl's in Murfreesboro. So what we do is we get a date and time set up in August before school starts. Kohl's is a great sponsor. They open the doors for us early in the morning, and the SRO has an opportunity to take that child shopping, and the SRO division from this tournament pays the bill for that.
Okay, so the public can really help by being in that cornhole tournament.
Absolutely, and not only just helping playing in it, you know, if you're listening and you want to help donate back to the community and the students who are in need, there's ways to, you know, donate $100, $20, $5 to the cornhole tournament to benefit these kids. The things I always tell the citizens is $5 goes a long way. Because if 100 people donate $5, that's a lot of money that can go to a student. So there's plenty of ways to help donate, or even want to play in a cornhole tournament. You want to go and play and have a good time. The cost is $100 per team, so that's $50 per person. Get your team together, you can contact the SRO, Sam Truby. He's the SRO at Stewartsboro Elementary. You can contact him at his phone number, 615-203-4862. That's his number. If you have any questions, you are more than welcome to give that SRO a phone call.
Okay, $100 for a team of two in the tournament, and the tournament is April 13th from 2 until 5 in the afternoon at Stars and Stripes in Smyrna.
Yep, Stars and Strikes. It'll be Stars and Strikes. It's okay. Right off North Lowry Street in Smyrna.
Okay. What kind of store is that? What kind of place?
So Stars and Strikes is it's kind of like a Dave and Buster's. I always tell everybody, because everybody knows a Dave and Buster's. It's a bowling alley. It has arcade games, a lot of them. It's got laser tag, bumper cars, axe throwing. It's, you know, they sell food there. A lot of people do birthday parties there. So it's kind of like a bowling alley slash arcade room slash bumper cars, laser tag. So they do it all there. So that's where it's going to be at.
All righty. So circle that one on your calendar for the 13th of April. And again, who should they contact for more information?
You're going to contact SRO Sam Truby. Phone number is 615-203-4862.
All righty.
And I would like to give a big shout out to Sam, Officer Truby. He saw an issue, addressed the issue, and came up with a solution to help these kids out. And that in itself is what we encourage our SROs to do. Anytime they see a problem that needs to be fixed, to step up and try to solve that problem. And he did a great job. And so I give him all the kudos that we can give.
That's fantastic. And this is, how many did you say you've had? This is the third year?
Yeah, this is the third year. He started this. You know, we had to take a different turn at one point. We started with the bowling tournament. And then we had to do a shift change after the first year, and we went to cornhole just because cornhole is so popular now. So this actually will be the third year doing a cornhole tournament at Stars and Strikes.
You never know what's going to be popular and maybe the next big deal that you're doing.
100%. You got to adjust and you know, take a different turn and keep pushing.
And so the SRO program, how long have we had? We were one of the first in the nation, I believe.
That's right. I'm going to say 1992, but Sergeant Acton.
We started in 1993 under Sheriff Truman Jones. He brought that in, and it grew. We are now just celebrated our 30th year, going into our 31st year. And we've gone, I think the original, we had five or six SROs, and now we are
over 70.
70, probably around 75 or six SROs. Of course, our schools are growing. We have large amounts of students in our schools. So we're in the process of trying to put more SROs in our high schools and middle schools, not because the kids are bad or anything, but because you have more and more problems that SROs, and when I say problems, not necessarily behavioral problems, but home problems, personal problems, and our SROs can assist in some of these problems, and it's overwhelming for one officer to be in a school where you have, 2,400 kids. It's just hard to do, and so we have been fortunate enough to get some more officers to help us out, and we're growing just like the county, and it's making an impact, and we see this and see the need for more officers, and that's slowly happening.
We had a parent text us the other day, and they knew that this topic was coming up with the SROs, and they said, could you talk a little about some of the issues that parents are facing today? They said that they hear you mention it once in a while in the past when you've been on, and they said, we can relate to just about every one of those issues. And hearing you talk about it, it does two things. They say it lets us know we're not the only one, and it gives us some ideas and also some hope. So what are some of the things that you're seeing happening in our schools that maybe we don't think about too much?
Well, I think the biggest thing that parents can do is pay attention to their kids' social media. Mm-hmm. Be a part. Be a parent and not a friend when it comes to that. You have to find out what these kids are doing on their social media and address it when you find it. Sometimes we hear that parents, that's their privacy. No, it's not. If something's going on social media, you need to address that and take care of it. Another thing, I think, listen to your child. Listen to who they're speaking to. Listen to what they are talking about, and if it raises a red flag, then address that issue.
Yeah, and I mean, I can jump in here and to talk to these parents. I am a parent of, I'll say, a senior and an eighth grader, and it's hard as an SRO. Everybody's like, well, how do you deal with it with your kids? Well, it's hard. As a parent, it's hard. It's hard to get through my two kids. But if another adult talks to my two kids, they listen. That's just, it is. As your child's not going to listen to you as a parent. It is. But John's right. You've got to listen.
I found that's true 30 or 40 years ago.
It is.
Kids haven't changed.
And I deal with this all the time, every day. And I go home and try to deal with my children at home, my two girls, and it's like I'm stop and listen to me. Well, Dad, no, listen. It's hard, but Sergeant Acton said it right. You have, the biggest issue we have, instead of yelling all the time, we have to listen, because there's a reason why kids do things. And if you're not listening, you're not going to understand. And sometimes it's hard to do as a parent is to quiet down and just listen. And like you said, be involved in the social media. I track both my kids' social media accounts on my phone 24/7. You have to be involved.
So you have to be highly involved and knowledgeable about technology.
Knowledgeable. I can't say I'm an expert in technology, because there's a lot of things I have to go to my, to kids and goes, what is this? But they know I have their account info on my phone. They know, and they know I look into it, but they don't say, why do you do that? They don't ask questions, because they know I'm involved in them, and I see what's going on in their friends and within them. If there's issues, I address it. So it's just good about just being involved and listening to them and talking to them.
So that's so important, being involved. And then you said something a moment ago that was really hit home as maybe one of the greatest strengths of SRO. You said that the parent can tell them something and they don't listen.
All the time.
But you can tell them and they listen. You, because you've become their friend, their mentor, the one that they look to let off steam to, perhaps.
100%. And there's times where I've told my kids, and it's hard to say as a parent, but I told my 17-year-old numerous times, I'm not your best friend. I'm your father. I'm your dad. Your best friend's not always going to be there right now. You don't know what 10 years is going to be, but I will always be here. Don't matter if you get in trouble or you do great things or do bad things. I'm going to be here to support you and help you through situations. But when it goes down to, there's times I have to reach out to her teachers at her school, high school, and say, will you talk to her? Cause I can't get through. And you know what they do? And they'll contact me and go, when she listens, she didn't say nothing. Yes, sir. And I'm going, why can't you do that to me? That's just life. And that's how kids are.
And another advice I would give to parents is, if your kids comes home and they're not acting in their normal demeanor, pay attention to that. Listen to them, talk to them.
That could be a red flag then.
It can be, yes. You know, it, like I said, it may be as something as simple as, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend mm-hmm. issue or something, but you know, they may not be active on social media, but you know, their demeanor and their personality, you know that. And if it's changing or it is, seems to be something wrong, talk to your child, say, hey, what's going on? You don't appear to be yourself today, you know, and talk to them and see if you can't find out what's going on. And most important, just listen to them.
Yeah.
Sometimes being silent, especially as an SRO, if I have a kid that has been in trouble or a kid that is giving problems in class or whatever, bring them in and talk to them just on an informal counseling kind of deal. Just talk, say, hey, what's going on? And listen. You don't really have to. Sometimes your silence, you can learn a ton from a kid by just letting them speak and talk.
Our phone number, by the way, 615-893-1450. We're going to pause for a moment, check on the traffic and weather, and we'll be back and continue the conversation. Perhaps there's a question you have. The number, 615-893-1450. You can talk or text.
Look up in the sky. There it is. The tallest tower in Murfreesboro. This is WGNS, FM, AM, and worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
Hi, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurants. I'm always one of those that goes on and off diets. One of the places I love to eat out the most and still be able to do so and maintain a healthy weight is at Demas's. And you know, at Demas's, one of the things that I started doing because of my own eating habits is we have a low-calorie menu and a low-carb menu. So depending on whatever diet that you like, we have options for you that are available at Demas's. Please have your family join our family for lunch or dinner 7 days a week at Demas's.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, and our hand-fed baby bird nursery is starting to fill up. If you are looking for your next sweet feathered companion, come in and see us. Find your next pre-loved, pre-spoiled pet here at Animal City. Be sure to check out our downstairs level. Here at Animal City, we would like to thank Murfreesboro for letting us be your family-owned and operated pet store for 33 years. Animal City is located at 919 Northwest Broad Street.
Good morning. It looks like an accident over here on 40 eastbound, right where it splits with 24 near Arlington Road. That's just past Fessler's. Truck's involved. They got it over to the side, but some flashing lights there on 40 eastbound again, just past Fessler's near that 24 split. It's heavy coming the other direction on 24 right now as you come in from Antioch, Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, 24 west, passing Bell Road is very heavy. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in the Middle Tennessee area. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Two powerful FM signals, one AM signal, and worldwide on WGNSradio.com. You can listen to us anywhere. We are WGNS Murfreesboro.
Skies become mostly sunny here this afternoon with a high around 70 degrees. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low near 37. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS.
Currently, it's 46. Tire World's annual at-cost tire sale is finally here. For 1 week only, all passenger and light truck tire brands will be sold at cost, plus an additional 20% off the installation. Want more? Okay. Get up to $100 back by double-dipping with manufacturer rebates. The sale is short, but the savings are huge. That's because Tire World doesn't put discount in its name. It puts the discount in your pocket.
At Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
The Atlanta Braves play here. I'm Ben Ingram, and you're listening to Middle Tennessee's home of the Atlanta Braves. News Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna.
Welcome back. We are talking with Rutherford County Sheriff's Officers, SROs, this morning. Sergeant Dustin Cox and Sergeant John Acton is with us. If you have a question or comment, 615-893-1450. And I understand that all this week the schools are having safety drills. Tell us a little about that and tell us how it's going. Is it all the county schools or county and city?
What? So right now it's just all Rutherford County schools.
Okay.
So this week is Rutherford County Safety Week. What that inclines is throughout the whole week, every SRO got with their admin and they scheduled a date and time to do a tabletop drill with their first responders team at school, which it's like a round tabletop where we go over a scenario. It could be anything from as small to as major. And we go over what we would do in a situation and kind of get the teachers involved. Because if something happens at that school, the teachers are just as important as we are. Their job is to protect the kids in any way, shape or form. So we kind of get these teachers and these safety responders at school, the team leaders at school involved with the tabletop. This week, we turn out to a safety drill. I'm sure all the parents who have kids, they received an email from the school system advising this week, safety week. The students and teachers don't know. They don't know when it's going to happen, what day, what time. It's just going to be on the intercom, safety drill. Again, this is a drill. We make sure that everybody knows it's just a drill, and we go through a scenario where we're locking down a school. The students are, turning lights off, being quiet. It's more practice. It's a practical situation that we give these students and get these schools involved. So that's going on all week. Every school in the county has to do one this week.
Here's an interesting question. The listener has just sent us. They said, schools are a mandatory expense. Ambulance and countywide fire expense is not. If we focus on our core duties, the schools, would we not have sufficient funds to do what we need to do? That's an interesting question there. It probably not something you're directly involved in, but as far as those, let's say fire and ambulance, do you do fire drills? But what kind of drills would you do that would involve ambulances? If a kid got hurt at school,
go ahead, John.
Basically, if we have a kid that gets hurt at school, we don't really do drills as far as calling for an ambulance. But if a kid does get hurt at school, ambulances are called if needed. We also notify the parents. If we can't get a hold to the parent, the nurse of the school will make the call as far as whether the kid needs an ambulance or not. But most of our drills are safety drills that involve different scenarios. It could be anything from a scenario of an active shooter to a chemical explosion in the lab to a gas leak, a tornado.
Something around the school, at a house or residence.
Yeah, it could be, a neighborhood next to the school has a barricaded subject. You know, we do those type of drills. And we try to keep it, something that may be a possibility. You never know. There's so many wild things going on out there. But, it just varies. We have Sergeant Culp and his team comes up with these scenarios and for the drills, and we appreciate what they do, and we try to mix it up just to see how staff, faculty, students, and SROs react.
Yeah, so this is safety drill week, all through the week. Safety drills are being, is it daily, or they just do one and move to another school? What is it? How does it work?
Yeah, so each school has one this week. But there's so many schools in the county. Of course, you know we have a lot of schools. So, yes, each elementary school, middle school, and high school has to do one drill this week. And that's excluding the mandatory drills they're supposed to have every quarter, every semester. We just don't do one drill a year. Every semester, they have so many fire drills. They have so many tornado drills they have to do per month. This is something a little bit bigger with law enforcement, more of us, like Sergeant Knight said, more of like an active shooter. Something occurred around that involved law enforcement that we have to get involved. So this is just something extra instead of doing the mandatory monthly drills.
Now, we're in the planning stages right now of doing a drill for the school board and administrators out at Segal High School this summer when we get back, where ambulance, fire trucks, and all will be involved. And we'll show them the whole scenario if something really went down. Because sometimes, you can't always get the ambulance involved in our drills. But this is going to be from the start of a situation to the end. And then, we needed to get the highway patrol involved or Murfreesboro police involved, it'll be a huge teamwork for everybody, fire, ambulance, the whole nine yards.
Here's an interesting question that another person has texted us, and they said that in the news there have been conversations about some new technology, computer technology that looks for the ways people are standing, holding objects and things of that sort. And they said that this is to identify potential gun people carrying guns, rifles, and what have you in schools, and to know about it before they take action. Do you think that we're close to getting that type of computer technology in our schools? And if not, what can a parent do to push it forward?
I don't
know. Are you familiar with that?
I am familiar a little bit. This is something that Rutherford County Schools safety director kind of pushed. Yes, Rutherford County Schools, this is outside of the law enforcement forum, but I can touch a little bit what I know. The safety director at Rutherford County School System, they have, don't quote me on this, but either three or four weapon detection systems. That's what they're called.
So we already have them.
We have them. They're being, I think right now, they are being used at one middle school as a as a trial run. Every alternative school has one right now. And what it does, it detects weapons. It's similar to a what you go through the airport with. We call them mags or mag systems that you walk through, and it there's computers on each side, and it tells you exactly where they detect a weapon, whether it's in your pocket, in your backpack, in your hand. You could throw your hands up. It shows the whole video picture of that individual, plus where the weapon is being detected at. So we pull them to the side, they contact the SRO, and then that's how this came about. We did use them at a football game at Riverdale High School, Oakland High School. I want to say it's Oakland High School football game. We got one in, and everybody coming to the high school football games ran through it. You can get, I don't know the number, but you can get 1,000 people through there in 10 minutes. So it's real quick.
Do they know they're going through this, or is this noticeable?
It is. It's very noticeable. It's just like a, you could see it. It's got around. You have to walk through it, and it'll beep, it'll alarm. If it does, if you don't have nothing, you're good. You walk through it. A lot of people see it, and they turn around and go home. So could it be used as a deterrent? Absolutely. Just like if somebody pulls up somewhere and they see 25 police cars, it deters issues from coming in to an event or a school. So yes, we have them in schools right now. Don't know the future goal of this. Do we need one in every school? I don't know. I don't know. They're very expensive. So I know, but we're in a trial run as them at in some schools, and we're going to take them to different schools throughout the year and seeing if it works, what issues we have. They're taking notes. The SRO's looking at them, seeing them. So, yes, they are being used right now in schools.
So Rutherford County's right there on the cutting edge.
We are.
Well, there's also computer systems and software out there that companies are selling that detect certain language online or social media, and they can pick it up and track it and let us know what's going on, if there's a threat or you know, someone's thinking about some child is possibly thinking about suicide or something like that. They'll pick these keywords up, and then they can notify local law enforcement. We had some training on that the Monday a little bit in regards to how to navigate social media and find different things. So very informative, helped us a lot. A lot of good things, I think, coming down the pipe in regards to school safety.
So be thinking about that. Now, I think parents, that's one of those things parents can feel a little more comfortable about. There's some other activities coming up that the SRO program is involved in. And tell us a little more about some of these events that are coming up that the community can get behind you on.
Absolutely. We got a big one coming up this Friday as well. We have our special needs fun fair, which it's just a great day to go out and watch these kids in schools. What we do is on Friday we have the elementary coming in the mornings half at 9 a.m. to 11:15. All the elementary special needs students get on a school bus and get to take their field trip to the agricultural center. We have a petting zoo that these kids get to pet different animals, from a kangaroo to goats to, I mean, whatever animal they have. We last year we did a magic show. We did like four different magic shows from one of our past SROs. Great. This year the magic show won't be there due to prior engagements from the our gentleman who does the magic, a magician, we can call him. This year we're going to do face painting for these kids. We also have inflatables, games for these kids to play, prizes for these kids to have. We also will have emergency vehicles set up. MPD will come out with their cars, EMS, fire, the fire trucks will be there. It's just a day for these kids to get out of school and enjoy a field trip.
So 9 o'clock Friday is for the
elementary. So 9 a.m. to 11:15 is the elementary students will arrive and get to have fun. And the middle school and high school students will be there from 11:15 to 1:30. Since there's so many kids in our county, we separate them. We get the little ones out, and then when the little ones leave, the high school start falling in. And just a day that they can get out of school and enjoy and have fun. Them funds are raised. Everything that's there is always raised from the golf tournament we hold in the fall. We SRO Division does a golf tournament in the fall, and all the funds raised there help pay for all this that we do on Friday.
Once again, we had a SRO that saw an issue and took care of the issue and solved the problem. Give all kudos to Deputy Chad Dotson out at Las Casas Elementary. Did a great job at getting this organized and making it happen. And I've been doing this 22 years. Special needs fun fair and the special needs prom are by far the most satisfying mm-hmm. events that we do as SROs. The children love it. They have the best time with the animals and the games. And it's just, you know, it's all for them. And then our special needs prom for the older kids, the high school kids, they get their, you know, their prom, their special day to have prom, and they have the best time dancing and eating, and it's just a great day for them.
Now here's a question sent in from another listener. They have a special needs child that they homeschool. Would they be able to bring them to this event at the Ag Center?
I'll answer that one, John. Absolutely, 100%. What you need to do is, and I'll give my phone number, my work phone number out, and they can contact me, and I'll get them to the SRO that's over it, because I don't want to leave any kid out. I want to make sure there's enough prizes for that child. But if they're homeschooled, they can give me a call. My number is 615-995-8919. Again, that's 615-995-8919. Just give me a phone call today, and I'll set you up and add you to the list. Because as of right now, looks like we're going to have a total of about 816 Ooh. Special needs kids coming Friday. So that's a lot of kids that get to enjoy a perfect day. But we're never going to turn around. And now, yes, we say this is for the Rutherford County SRO Division, for the Rutherford County students, but I'm not going to turn down a child that's wanting to come out and enjoy a day and just have fun.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. You see how easy it is to interact on all of the shows. We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I get a radio that's kind of possessed.
It's Coast to Coast AM overnight every night.
You have a possessed radio?
Yeah.
WGNS, Murfreesboro.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-457-6060. That's 1-800-457-6060.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Tire World's annual at-cost tire sale is finally here. For 1 week only, all passenger and light truck tire brands will be sold at cost, plus an additional 20% off the installation. Want more? Okay. Get up to another $100 back by double-dipping with manufacturer rebates. The sale is short, but the savings are huge. That's because Tire World doesn't put discount in its name. It puts the discount in your pocket.
At Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Skies become mostly sunny here this afternoon with a high around 70 degrees. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low near 37. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on News Radio WGNS. Currently, it's 46.
All Sports Talk, weekdays at 5.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
Welcome back. A lot of material to cover because this is a happening place. SROs Sergeant Dustin Cox and Sergeant John Acton with us from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. A lot of helpful information today, helping parents, also helping with let you know about activities coming up. And Dustin, you have some more activities.
Yes, sir, and I'll be quick because we cut short on time. We got so much going on. Also, if listeners, we do every year. We haven't done it in the last couple of years due to the COVID outbreak we had. But on May 28th, 29th and 30th. That's right after school ends. We do a junior deputy camp for all fifth graders going into sixth grade. So it's all the students that are going into middle school. What it is, it's $20. The cost is $20. And it's all the campers will be learning about the all the aspects of law enforcement. And that covers like crime scene investigation, the canine unit, first aid, rad kids, which it's a lot of material we cover in 3 days. We're having two classes, one in Murfreesboro, one in Smyrna. And what I can say about that is all the information packet will be sent home with all the current fifth graders after spring break. So parents, if you got fifth graders going into sixth grade, please ask your student about that.
You mentioned about the rad kids. If a kid's being bullied, I guess this gives some information.
Absolutely. The rad kids kind of goes off self-defense too, kind of goes over how to defend yourself, what happens in a situation that somebody grabs you from behind. We teach them how to defend themselves and run to an area where they call it a safe zone. So that's what we do there.
What else is happening?
What else is happening?
What is not happening?
I will say this, and I'll be quick because Sergeant Atten wants to say something real quick. But the special needs prom is April 5th. That's the day of the special needs prom where these kids get to dress up in their favorite dress. They buy a dress, they tuxedos, and it's always held at the Smyrna Town Center in Smyrna. And I believe it's going to be right around 10:30 because they do eat there. They dance. So the special needs prom is April 5th.
Okay, it's 10:30 in the morning.
Yes, sir. I think that's about around the time it starts. That's when buses start arriving. It goes on until we say, all right, everybody needs to go back to school so you can go home.
I'm going to say about 1 o'clock is when it'll end.
But it's good to see because when they go to prom, you'll be surprised. You go to high school, when they walk out to go get on their bus, a lot of schools, they give all their students outside and they start a roll and the kids go by and they give high fives because they get to go enjoy a prom. So it's great to see at these high schools. So it's awesome.
This is what's exciting about Rutherford County. It has a big heart and just it gives kids experiences that they can remember for a lifetime.
100%. That's the best job. I mean, trust me, being an escrow is the best job you can ask for.
If there was somebody, this is totally off the subject, but if somebody's listening right now who's saying, I would like to do that, I'd like to learn more, how can I do that? What do they need to do?
Sergeant, I'll let you answer that so you can say what you got
to
say.
Yeah, basically, just need to go on the county website and fill out an application, get started. You may not be able to start out right off the bat in the SRO division, but, you know, you get your foot in the door, then that'll lead the way. So to start with the application, get hired on with the sheriff's department. Secondly, I would like to say that I know you hear a lot of bad about kids nowadays, you know, and that's unfortunate because we have a lot of great kids out there that are doing good things. So don't be discouraged by what you hear on the media. A lot of that is, I think, just sales, or they're selling it for ratings, but and that's just my personal opinion, but we have a lot of good kids. And also, we have a lot of great, all our SROs are great people. We work on what we call a triad plus one. First and foremost, law enforcement. We're safety oriented. That's our main objective. Two, we're instructors. We teach classes. We on criminal justice related, subject related classes. We also are informal counselors, where we may talk to a kid that's having problems or troubles, and then we're peer mentors. So we wear a lot of hats, and we're not there just because somebody may think the school is bad. That's not the case at all.
And on that note, we want to say thank you to Sergeant Dustin Cox and Sergeant John Acton, both with the SRO program, for taking your time to share your knowledge with us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Stay with us. The news is next on WGNS Murfreesboro.